This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish crown handling firm, Çelebi Airport Services India Private Limited, with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. Çelebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aero bridges and warehouse services at airports across 9 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. Several leading Indian universities have suspended their academic memoranda of understanding, MOUs, with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. The latest to act is Jamia Millia Islamia University in Delhi, which announced the immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. In a social media post, Jamia said it stands firmly with the nation. Adding to the wave of academic disengagement, the Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad has also cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. Earlier, the Jawaharlal Nehru University also suspended its own MOU with İnönü University in Turkey. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has left for Bhuj, Gujarat this morning. During the visit, he will interact with air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station. Mr. Singh will also visit Smriti Van, which is a memorial and museum, as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the 2001 Bhuj earthquake. Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, has slammed the U.S. administration for not blocking $1 billion bailout package by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Pakistan. He called Pakistan one of the world's most corrupt countries and accused it of using terror as state policy. Rubin argued that the IMF's decision also indirectly benefits China, giving Islamabad's close ties with Beijing. He condemned the release of funds at a time when Pakistan-based terrorists had recently carried out brutal attacks in India. India remains the fastest growing large economy, according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects, WESP, mid-year report, the Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Vitella, a senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment.
India remains one of the fastest growing large economies, driven by strong private consumption and public investment, even as growth projections to 6.3% in 2025.
The report projects India's growth to rise slightly to 6.4% next year. In contrast, global growth is forecast at just 2.4% in 2025, with trade tensions and policy uncertainty weakening the outlook. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Sikkim on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu wrote, "Sikkim is widely admired for its boundless natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and warmth of its people." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Sikkim is associated with serene beauty, rich cultural traditions and industrious people. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the state has made strides in diverse sectors. He also said that the occasion is even more special as it is the 50th anniversary of Sikkim's statehood and wished for the prosperity of its citizens. India made strong presence at the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that he will not attend the upcoming peace talks with Russia in Istanbul. However, Ukraine will send a delegation led by Defense Minister Rustem Umerov to support efforts towards de-escalation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.